We'll be right back. Alex Koch on saxophone. Derek Becker on trumpet. Sean Giddings on piano. Ross Gobeck on bass. Brandon Temple, he's our drummer. So that was called Freedom Suite, and just would imagine what it would be like if, you know, we had a chance to sort of write our life as well, and I think that that is a high point. Thanks, man. And so that was Freedom Suite, that was written by Sonny Rollins, and the one before that, of course, is St. Thomas, also by Sonny Rollins, and it's really interesting to sort of write our life, and very often as part of an understanding of our sense of self, like we talked about with the sabbatical. I ask people when I teach to write their own, thank you, to write their own eulogy. And that's just breeds a sense of awareness and significance. And in many ways, I think Freedom Suite is opening up all the powers, all the creativity that he has, yeah, which lends us to sort of the power and who we are and what power we possess and how we feel dispossessed.
Well, I wanted to ask about that because I think like that's the main theme of tonight is power, right?
Sonny
so
Rollins.
Why talk about in this time when we're interrogating power and what that means, someone who is known as the Colossus, you know, like what does it mean to interrogate power? Why have this show? Like, why would we be talking about power like we are tonight?
It's very important for us to navigate, as you said, and negotiate power in this time specifically. Whether as a minority, whether as a woman, whether as a man for that matter, and who and what we are and what our stakes are. What is our fight, as we talked about? What is our issue? How much can we be, again, luxuriously ignorant of things? And I think that the fact that we chose Sonny Rollins, who, again, passed this moment of sabbatical, then began to take his the time in the 60s and 70s, it began to explore all sorts of musical idioms, whether it was funk or R&B or disco or the Great American Songbook. There's a quote that I really admire, a writer named Robert Caro, who's the biographer of Robert Moses and, of course, LBJ. And he wrote this thing about power, and he said, "Power doesn't always corrupt. Power can cleanse. What I believe is always true about power is that power always reveals." And I think that that's a very important aspect, and it's one of the reasons I chose for us to have this conversation about power and for us to think about where and how powerless or how powerful we consider ourselves, especially as the rubber is hitting the road in this community and in this world, and we need to figure out what we're going to do about it.
I think it also brings us back to this idea of practicing being the light. You know, like what does that mean to actually be the light and create space for another generation and create space for things to happen? You have to have power in order for that to work. But what type of power? You know, and I think Nikki Giovanni, it wasn't Adrienne Rich, it was Nikki Giovanni who I was listening to before this. She mentions that, you know, going to the moon and this idea of this new frontier of space, it couldn't happen without women. And it definitely couldn't happen without people of color. Because the idea of what it means to navigate areas that you have absolutely no idea what's going on and then create a life and love that life is something that is not available to robust sense of control and power. There has to be some type of love and space there to become. And so I think that that's an interesting way to discuss power and what that means.
Right, I agree. And I think that it's so much easier as we have with kids or others who define themselves by what they're not, right? I'm not this. I'm this. And they're obviously not as good as what I want to be because it's my thing. And to challenge that by saying that love and enablement can actually be something positive that can show a powerful sense of things outside of putting somebody else down is perhaps the most powerful lesson. And I just want to say something since we haven't yet brought it up, but you know, this sense of self and awareness or vertigo that we're in when, you know, we're dealing with the so-called hashtag Me Too stuff, right? And I don't think outing and shaming these men is going to change the systemic issues that are at hand. So, I mean, it's embarrassing, it's shameful, it's horrible, of course. and the men need to be drawn out and women need to be honored and heard. But I don't think that we can sort of shake our heads or wash our hands at the end and say, well, thank goodness that's behind us. Because the systemic inequalities in that or in many other things are just always present. And I think that that can be disrupted by paying attention to somebody like Sonny Rollins, who's had a career for over 70 years, who was rolling with the punches, who was performing Olio or composing Olio in the 50s and playing with the Rolling Stones in the 80s, which he did, by the way, on Tattoo You. He's on three tunes, uncredited. God bless him. And so, you know, I just think that how do we understand who and what we can be and not let the events of the world overpower us or infantile and make us infantile as well, infantilize us?
Well, there's also the idea of, like, what do we value? Do we value celebrity over substance or curiosity? Do we value, you know, prestige over, you know, character? And I think that's a question when we ask ourselves at the end of the day, how we're preparing to become the darkness. What are we leaving behind? What type of world are we leaving behind? I think it's an important question.
I love it. And George Bernard Shaw, I think, asked that question too. He says, power does not corrupt men. Fools, however, if they get into a position of power, corrupt power. And I think that, I just want to say this, Sonny Rollins recently said, and he can't play saxophone anymore. He hasn't played publicly since 2011, 2012. But he said, if you hear the music, you don't have to be there looking at somebody's body. He's talking about Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk. The music is here all the time. And I think that's important for us to realize as we realize how powerful we really are.
So we're going to close out with a couple tunes.
All right, okay, so we're doing God Bless the Child, written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog from 1939. And it says that Holiday wrote this song after an argument with her mother about money. And her mother said, God bless the child that's got his own. That's a real story. So I chose that tune also, not only because of that, and it comes from the album he does after the first sabbatical called The Bridge, which he's back and doing his thing. But it's a really, if you listen to the lyrics, which you won't because we're not singing it tonight, it's really a mixture of sacred and profane and this ambiguity that summons religion without solution. And I think that that's a very important opening for the last tune that we're going to do, which I'm very happy and very glad and appreciate that we're able to do this tune tonight. Which is a tune called Who by Fire, written by Leonard Cohen. And the reason we're doing that tune is because there was a show, where did I write that down? There was a show that aired from 1988 to 1990. Where is it? Oh, yeah, I know, it's called Night Music. Who's the other guy? David Sanborn and the other one? George. No, Sanborn did it. I wrote it down somewhere. Anyway, but maybe I just deleted it. Oh, here it is. I found it. So the Sunday, it was called Sunday Night. Sunday Night, hosted by Jules Holland and David Sanborn, and it showcased various artists. It was produced by Lorne Michaels. And episode 119 features, among others, Sonny Rollins and Leonard Cohen performing Who by Fire. The song was written in 1974, of course, by Leonard Cohen. And those of you who know the Jewish liturgy for the High Holidays, four of you, excellent. I wish there were 10 of you, because then we could pray. It's actually based on a prayer called Unatana Tokef, which is who will live and who will die. And it's an amazing prayer that maybe I'll sing it too. But we're definitely going to sing. Unetane tokev kedushat hayom. All right, whatever. Every day is Yom Kippur. Beroshak, everybody. Beroshashana yikatevun. Here we go. Uvyom som kippur yechatemun. On Rosh Hashanah, it is written, and on Yom Kippur, it is sealed, the fate of our life. And I think if you check out the tune, but you're going to hear Alex and our wonderful group singing or performing Who by Fire that I'm going to sing. And I just want to mention, you might know Roscoe Beck. I don't know if you know Roscoe's connection to Leonard Cohen. And again, by your permission, the fact that we're able to to perform this. And would you like to say a word or two about that right now or no? Okay, thank you. Roscoe Beck, everybody. Roscoe was Leonard Cohen's music director for many, many years.
What is there to say about that? I learned that song in 1979 on the first tour that I did with him, and we played it in 79 and 80 and right up until the final concert that we played, which was December 21st, 2013. And Who by Fire is kind of a prayer, and I guess you would say a meditation as well, Neil. And of course, it the final question of the song is, "And who may I say is calling?" Myself, I must have played the song a couple of thousand times, I guess. And it was usually preceded by, in 79, we had an oud player who did a long oud solo before Leonard started singing. On the last tours, it was Javier Mas playing an archiliaud, which was a Spanish instrument made for him. But in both cases, it was always an extended instrumental solo leading into the tune, which gave me a lot of time with actually nothing to do but stand there. And so I generally used that time in thinking about the song and everything the song was saying, who by fire, who by water. I used that time to actually consider the people who might unfortunately fit those circumstances, and just people who I've known and who unfortunately have left this plane of existence. Preceding the song, I often thought about many friends and parents and things like that who have gone on to hopefully greater things. So that's about all I've got to say about that song. Wonderful, wonderful song. Thank you.
Thanks, Roscoe. So again, we'll start with this sense of ambiguity, and then we'll leave you with this open question as we invite our dear friends to come forward again. Again, Roscoe Beck, of course, on bass. Brennan Temple on drums. Thank you, sir. Sean Giddings on piano. Alex Koch, you can buy his music outside. Alex Koch on saxophone. And beautiful sound of Derek Becker on trumpet, everyone. So we'll do a small version of God Bless the Child, and then finish it up with Who by Fire, okay? Thank you.
Who by fire? Who by water? Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by high ordeal? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? And who shall I say is calling? And who in her lonely slip? Who by barbiturate? Who in these realms of love? Who by something blunt? And who by avalanche? Who by powder? Who for his greed? Who for his hunger? And who shall I say? Ascent. Who by accident? Who in solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his lady's command? Who by his own hand? Who in mortal chains? Who in power? And who shall I say? Thank you.
Yeah.